Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome back. It's now winter again here in Colorado. The snow's everywhere. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
That's right. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. It is, of course, Colorado, so we already booked a tea time for Easter Sunday.
Yes, that's right. Either that or skiing.
So we've already got comments. I think we were, Leo says, you need to, oh, so we were talking about Thomas's plans. You need to watch all the oil rig disaster movies first, LOL. So right on cue, the establishment divisive fake news launch occurs against Dave Williams. And CD5, as you know, he's running for Congress. The main other competitor, which is Jeff Crank, who is a you know, America Koch Brothers first funded.
No, America is for Koch Prosperity.
America is for Koch Prosperity. That's right. Is the main opponent. He did not go through the assembly process. And it's pretty clear if he had, he probably would have made it on the ballot.
No, Dave walked away with
70%.
Over 70%
of the vote. Which means when the primary occurs in June for CD5 voters, Dave's going to have the top line, right? And on cue.
I hope Gardner makes it so the three of them at least.
So right on cue, what happens is the Denver Gazette with Dick Wadhams, your friend and ours, establishment guy, writes a completely divisive column attacking Dave Williams. I mean, you could just always we should take, I don't know, so have some kind of pool or something like that. Like,
when will Dick Wadhams come with his next pool?
Yeah, exactly. So here's some of the, so I don't know, we talked a little bit about it last week. Channel 4 did, again, an attack piece on Dave Williams. Leading into the assembly.
The whole thing being his in-laws had an import-export business and they imported some Chinese goods, which of course is true of every business. You know, if you go over to Walmart, try to buy just American goods. And if you want to go to the whole store,
so to imply,
look at your phone, see where it's made.
To imply that somebody did business with the Chinese means that somehow they're a Chinese puppet.
Well, they imported something.
It's ridiculous. And they're trying to make it up. But Dick Wadhams, so again, keep in mind, this is a guy who says we must all be unified, right? You know, if Jeff Crank were to win the nomination,
unify.
The first column out would be unify, you stupid grassroots people. Now you have to unify behind us. So what does Dick write? He's talking about President Trump endorsed William.
And you must remember, Dick Wadhams thinks that every Republican in Colorado, and certainly the independents, hate Trump.
Right.
They just hate Trump. If it wouldn't have been for Trump, then all of his rhino candidates last time for governor and for...
Right. I mean, it's kind of
would
like,
have won easily.
And so he's like, he refuses to comment, although he did call it fake news, Channel 4, which it is fake news. The fake news part is not that it wasn't, that his family, it was his in-law's business. But the fake news is that somehow this makes him a Chinese puppet. I mean, it's ludicrous. But then Dick Wadhams says, this is just the latest episode in a year-long nightmare of hypocrisy and abuse of power.
Yay.
Now, wasn't it Kelly Maher just recently wrote that Dave is abusing the college?
That's right.
That must be their memo that's going out. And he's like, he's led nothing short of a political war against unaffiliated voters.
Oh, a war against unaffiliated. Does that war for Republican voters?
Listen to this. Williams still promotes the crackpot conspiracy theory that the 2020 presidential election was stolen for Trump.
How pretty. We all know it's perfect. Pennsylvania, Michigan, it's just great.
And he repeats the lie that Dave tried to bring in Dominion voting systems. The attacks, what do you call them? A stolen election conspiracist, Ron Hanks. And here's the thing. What he says is not so significant as it is.
It's a high volume. It's a volume of it. He's panicking.
They are panicking. But it's, again, and I know we do it on this show all the time.
No, we never do.
But it's time to call them out. They are the ones who are being divisive. Okay? It is not the grassroots party. They're going to say, if we don't want to support Jeff Crank, if we don't support Nikki Haley, we are being divisive. So he's the one who attacks Trump, who is going to be the party's nominee. It's like if Dick Wadhams.
No. People hate him.
It's like
we don't know how he's going to win, even though he's got a clinch. But if people in Colorado, They hate him. I mean, two-thirds of Colorado Republican voters voted for him in a pre-party endorsement, but they hate him. They hate him.
I mean, I mean this. I'm not just saying this. The Rhino establishment uniparty people need to get behind the grassroots people, or else Republicans are screwed in Colorado. For years, they've been telling us to do it. And you know what? We did. For years, we dutifully voted for Joe O'Day, even though we didn't like it, right? But we didn't write nasty comments. We didn't say we refused to vote for him. When whoever was a presidential candidate, we voted for that person, right? But here, Dick Wadhams, they are the ones who are being divisive, and they are the ones who are happy to continue losing in Colorado as long as the grassroots don't have the power.
You don't quite get it, Julie.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, explain it.
Okay.
It's going to mansplain something here.
Yeah, I'll mansplain it to you. They're called the Uniparty because it is a combination of rhinos and Democrats. They are a Uniparty.
Right.
And on the other side are the grassroots. Now, they take the rhinos and shove them over to the Republican side and have them all sign up as Republicans. Dick Wadhams really a Republican anymore?
How can you be a Republican if you hate the presidential nominee?
Everything else. But so they're the Uniparty. And the key to the Uniparty do two things. Do the Democratic agenda. Not the extreme, necessarily, agenda that the Democrats want it. But does Dick Wadhams disagree with them on abortion? No. Does he disagree with him on Second Amendment? No. Does he disagree with him on climate change? No.
Open borders?
Open borders. Hey, he probably would disagree a little bit there.
Not that much. That much that he's going to call out Americans for Prosperity.
Yeah, they're
for
the Koch brothers. Yeah, the Koch brothers. Or brother. And so they all they're there for is to get rhinos nominated. So if you win, they win. If they lose, they win. So it's really key. So that's why anybody who's against the opt-out is a rhino, because you're enabling Democrats to control who we pick as our. You don't get a choice. You get Tweedledum.
It's their way of rigging the primary elections.
So the Uniparty's on one side and the grassroots are on the other side. We're probably a minority, but in large part because we have no money. You know, if we had the money, a couple of Texas billionaires in the oil field business down in Texas support the conservative agenda. If we had those, it'd be a different deal. But all we have are you know, all we have the Anschutz and the Coors and some others. Because we have no money, we'll never win until it gets so bad that the country falls apart.
Until the Democrats get rid of elections in general. And then,
they've gotten rid of them essentially.
Just officially get rid of them.
Oh, well,
because we have a climate emergency.
They have elections in North Korea. They have elections in Cuba. They have elections everywhere. But it's the Uniparty, and we don't need to unite with the rhinos and have them get behind us, because they're not going to, because they're not really Republicans. And Dick Wadhams said, "Do you want me part of the party?" Go, no, we don't want you in the party. We want you in the party you're part of, which is the Democrats. And so, you know, I mean, Dick Wadhams will go on Dan Caplis. Dick Wadhams will go on, I don't know, 4, 7, and 9. Dick Wadhams will go to
Kane
Wells and give his same lame thing.
Dave is abusing his power. The reason he's abusing his power in the right, he's flexing his power. Right. And if you're a rhino establishment person, you do not want the grassroots flexing any power. Remember, Heidi Ganaw is trying to get us all roaming in the right direction. And I know we talk about this a lot, but you just got to keep going because they keep going. Right. If you start ignoring all of the attacks, and that's the only reason they don't have. Do you think Dick Wadhams actually really cares that Dave Williams' in-laws used to own a company
that pro-business?
That imported something. Do you think the Koch brothers do business with China? I suspect somewhere along the line.
That's what Trump said. He said, right. He said, you know, Americans for Chinese prosperity. I mean, it's true.
There's a difference between doing business with China, which you do, like you said, every time you go to Walmart, and then opposing things like tariffs like that, and opposing things that make the playing field level.
And
right?
If Dave Williams had opposed the tariffs because his in-law's business, then you could say he's a hypocrite. But he didn't.
Right.
He said, you know, they were what they were, and you had to work with it.
Right.
Although he wasn't, you know, he was vice president of Leo Solms or something. I'm not sure what that is. But you have to remember that, you know, How many people in the state legislature don't flunk the principles of liberty?
Like
Liberty scorecard. So there's seven. That's it. Seven. A grand total of seven. Entire Senate and House of Representatives. I mean, you got Dick Lynch. I mean, he's pathetic.
Mike Lynch.
Mike Lynch, that's right. Mike Lynch.
Who's running in CD4.
In CD4 with no great effect. But and so you have Barbara Kirkmeyer. What's her thing? She's got to get rid of primaries.
And assemblies.
And assemblies
and caucuses
so they can just have Catherine Murdoch determine
pay to
who
play.
pay to play. I
pay
mean,
to play. Well, and here's from Sandra. Again, on one of her recent shows, Kim Munson indicated that Dick Wadhams received money to help defeat the Colorado Gallagher Amendment. Yes, I think that's absolutely true. He was one of the consultants for that. And again, I don't really know if people like, Krista Kafer, I think, is like out there. So I won't question her beliefs. I just questioned her remaining.
Beliefs.
Well, I questioned. I question her being, she's just a Republican so she can get published, right? She's not really a Republican. But Kelly Maher, Dick Wadhams, people like that, Josh Penry, they're paid to put this stuff out, right? I would maybe, because Dick Wadhams, at least when we talked before, you, I always thought was a nice guy. I don't think he probably actually really cares that Dave Williams' family did business with China.
He doesn't care. He's so desperate. I mean, right. Taiwan, he was,
well, that's what
stopped.
They
Dave was stopped.
Yeah, that's the only time they can attack him on.
Stop.
And this from Jim, we need more than President Trump. We need a lot more like Dave in Congress, a lot more. That's absolutely right, Jim. And that's one of the things that the Koch brothers and Americans for Prosperity, those organizations are now turning. They decided, okay, maybe we can't beat Trump, but what we can do is block him at every turn. So you've got the uniparty deep state going over there. And then you've got people like the Koch brothers and the Jeff. So Jeff Crank, if he gets in, that will be part of his job, which is what we can't let him get in.
Ken Buckland earlier.
Right. From the beginning,
yep,
right?
Yep.
His job is to thwart Donald Trump every step of the way, right?
Well, pretending he's not.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, and that's what the Koch brothers
But you have to
say.
Understand, this is not a playbook just in Colorado.
No.
Wyoming is controlled by the uniparty, and the uniparty there is the state house. State house, the liberals get together with the Democrats and block a lot of the legislation. They block any attempt to close their primaries. They block everything they can. In Texas, huge amount. The Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan, gives some chairmanships to the Democrats, and they support him. And his job is to slow down, block, slowly allow, but just slowly, anyone. And so as long as you realize that the Dade Phelans and these Wyoming ones, they are not Republicans. I don't know what they are. They're a uniparty.
Leo says the Koch bro. Well, and in Colorado, they don't have to worry about it so much because they have such a minority. They can kind of talk the talk, right? Republicans can.
Oh,
but
sure,
even then they
sure.
don't, but they still flunk the Liberty scorecard. So just, just keep your eyes open because we're going to continue to see a lot more attacks against Dave because it's a sort of a twofer for the divisive establishment. Number one, they try to divide the grassroots out, right, by attacking Dave Williams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so don't fall for it, grassroots. Don't fall for their psyop. Number two, they get to attack Dave as the chair of the party, and then as number two at CD5 to help promote Jeff Crane. And that's all they're trying to do because they want to stop the grassroots here in Colorado, and they want to stop the grassroots in Congress.
But it's much bigger to understand that those people who oppose the opt-out, meaning they want liberal Republicans nominated, so there's no difference except in degree from the Democrats, and they'll do whatever they have to get that done.
Right. Oh, and this from Sandra, and then we'll go to Charlene on the phone. Randy Corbin obviously did a great job in his cross-examination of Dick Wadhams, because when he was getting on the elevator after the Colorado trial, Dick yelled, "Go to hell, Randy." That's true.
He used the F word.
Oh, yeah. Go after yourself. That's crappy. That's crappy. And that's divisive. That's crappy and divisive.
And so he goes and be the star witness for the Democratic Attorney General to stop closed primaries in Colorado. What a betrayer.
What a betrayer. So, but we'll go, how about, so we got Jacob raising his hand, but we got Charlene on the phone. So we'll go to Charlene first. Okay. Hey, Charlene.
Oh, hi there. Well, I'm just thinking that the Koch brothers and the China alliances are experiencing some self-hate. Because that's what they're built on. That's how they built their empire, is that cheap labor and, the low tariffs and the manufacturing. and there are 120,000 employees globally in 60 countries, but now they're making out like doing business with China is bad. I mean, don't they love themselves? I mean, it's like if they believed in who they were, they would say, it's so cool that we are bringing cheap goods in from China so people can buy junk. I mean, they wouldn't say it like that, but they would say, it's cool that we're doing that. But they know that they're destroying America, and that's why they don't say that. They cannot tell the truth about themselves. So now they're actually attacking what they stand for. And hoping that we'll fall for it. When Dave Williams is the antithesis of China first. He's America first. So
exactly. Anyway, no, Charlene, exactly.
They're operating from a very poor position if they have to do that.
They don't have much else to work with. But, you know, I got to think that Dave pulling more than 70% there had to kind of alarm them. All the stuff they've been doing to attack him.
All the hit pieces they've done on him, and that's the best they could do, is chip away, you know, that 30% or whatever that was that, you know, did not vote for him. But, you know, I identify people right now by whoever does a hit piece on Dave Williams. They are automatically a rhino, and they are associated with the globalists. That's just all there is to it. If they're doing a hit piece, they might not even know it themselves. They may think because they're an LPR graduate, they're doing it in the name of liberty and, you know, the Constitution and all that. Because some of them that go through that, they're not really wise to who pulls the strings, you know, and they just run around saying liberty all the time. I had another thought that
go ahead.
Rhinos are dangerous because of Ken Buck and Gallagher, because when they're pretenders, they're almost like sleepers. They can pull them out when they need them. You know, this is your job right now is to do this, and so that's why we should really, expose them and ask them to leave the party, because they can be dangerous to the party. Right. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you, Charlene. Well, and she had an even bigger, broad too. It's, I mean, they're the same thing. They're the attack on Dave Williams. They're globalists, right? And keep that in mind. That's what they really want, and that's why they need to get into Congress and they need to stop Trump, because Trump is what's standing between us and eating bugs, right? And having to buy an EV next time we buy a car, even though there's nowhere to charge it. They don't actually even care about that, and to have like no grass.
Jacob,
Jacob raises his hand. Jacob, go ahead. Are you there?
Hi, did you see what Steve Lund said over the weekend to Letitia James?
Who?
Oh, Franklin.
Steve Lund. He says, if you go ahead and start seizing these properties, you're going to hand the presidency to Donald Trump. Now, if all these businesses move out of New York, guess who doesn't get paid?
Yeah.
The judges.
That's right.
No.
The judges get paid.
No. There's a hierarchy there. And lawyers, whether judges or AGs, trashmen, sure. They're cops, sure, they ain't get paid. But one thing, sure, lawyers get paid.
But if there's no money in the budget because all these businesses left, then they're all going to have to be, at least they're going to be cut down. So today, I think they awarded Trump just $175 million bond.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. That's right. And it is interesting because you look at it, because of the way they twisted the law. I was reading, somebody was tweeting, and it was smart. Yeah. I mean, and it's extreme, but like, what, we think they won't go extreme? They say, let's say, you know, you hire somebody to wash your windows, right? And they say, well, what's it going to be? They tell you, and then you pay them, and they say, well, no, actually, it's not worth that. And then they file a lawsuit, and all of a sudden, they're seizing your house, right? I mean, they could go in anytime, anywhere, and say, oh, you weren't honest about the value of the service, so now we're just going to take your property.
Well, they've had
But you can't do that I worked in the foreclosures. You can you can threaten them, but until you get that rule 121, and that has to go through the court, they can't touch you.
Well, and particularly with Trump businesses, I mean, from what I understand, I mean, it's not like it's Donald Trump is the sole owner and proprietor of it, right? I mean, it's a complicated corporate thing. So you got all kinds of interests involved.
Well, it won't matter anymore because he can pay the $175 in cash.
Right. Well, and then we'll see. But no, and we'll talk about that, Jacob. That's a really great point. We're going to talk about that a little bit more because I think a couple of interesting developments today. So, and we had a bunch.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, Sandra says, oh, I guess Randy couldn't say the F word on the radio. That's true. And Charlene is always great. That's true. We've got another caller. Oh, okay. And from Denver, the legislature right now is debating, and I think it passed the full house, a bill about teacher and student pronouns. And
All right.
Are you there?
Yes. Yes. What I wanted to ask your listeners to do, and we just love your program. We're glad we have you too. Okay. So anyway, if folks would just get a pencil and paper and write a few things down, the hearing is not underway yet, but it's regarding HB 241039. Yeah. And what it does is putting more pressure on the students to collude with this, I'll call it, it's a psychological sex assault. That a child gets to be called whatever they want. They can change it any day. And if the teacher doesn't call that that student how they want to be called, then that teacher can be sued. So,
well, and worse, bigger than that, and too, I think also, nor they're prohibited from telling the parents about it, right?
Right.
I mean, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be a big secret what's going on. So anyway, if you would be willing to testify or even just get to the hearing. Now, it's supposed to have started at 1:30, but they're still in the general Senate session. So you can be checking about every hour. And how you testify is you go to leg.spelloutcolorado.gov. And then you go to committees, and under the committees thing, it says how to testify. If you don't want to testify, you can just go up to the upper right and say listen live, and it'll take you to, and you don't have to go to the Colorado channel. You can go to the lower ones where it says Senate, and then you have to know that it's 1039. It's in the education committee of the Senate, which totally is not about education. It's about indoctrination, right?
No.
So anyway, and the other thing is RMGO, which is RockyMountainGunOwners.org, so you just put it RMGO.org, has a way for you to sign a petition to help them fight these horrible gun bills, okay? And the more petitions that are submitted, the more powerful we have a voice, okay? You can always call the sponsors of these bills, but this is a short way, you know, and that leg.colorado.gov website gives you those phone numbers for the legislators. So anyway, God bless you guys. And
ask you, are you with Rocky Mountain Gun Owners?
I support them. And I went to the Thursday evening, last Thursday, they had a presentation of a summary of some of these bills. And
that's my favorite organization. I love Rocky Mountain Gun Owners.
Yes, they're the toughest.
Yeah, they're the
toughest. Thank God we've got them because they're organized. And you just go to that website and you sign, you know, read what the petition says. But, you know, it's easy to do. And it's a way to do something on a dime, okay, to help stop, okay?
All right.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for keeping track. Feel free to keep us posted on that. All right, thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, sadly, we had Brandy Bradley and we had Scott Bottoms on. We're doing great work down at the legislature, at least they're fighting great. And they say, sadly, they think that the Democrats can probably push through just about whatever they want.
Yeah.
That is one that's got, it's got all kinds of repercussions. And it's just another chiseling away of parental rights, really, is what that is. And Sandra says she likes Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, too. She's a member. Okay, let's switch to something else then. Well, you want to talk about the court cases or do you want to go to the climate scam? Oh, I like the climate scam.
All right.
Because we got a good soundbite. One of the things that has been happening, and actually with the AP, the Associated Press, it's been over a year, I think, that they've done this. But
no, it's new. They've got new.
Mm-hmm. As news organizations have been running into increasing financial difficulty for a number of reasons, and we don't need to get into that. One of the things that's happening are our so-called nonprofits, philanthropic organizations, are giving them grants to the millions, tune of the millions of dollars to fund reporters. You go to Colorado Sun, Denverite, NPR. I mean, it's even worse. I mean, my guess would be the Denver Post Climate Reporter. There's some kind of grant there too. Your Colorado Press Association helps you apply. These are all far left-wing climate agenda things. And you know that if you're hired with the grant money to be a climate reporter and you raise your hand and say, You know, actually, I don't think it's that big a deal.
I think it's a total hoax.
I think it's a total hoax. I think we're fine for a while. You will get fired, right? So you know what's going on. And you,
well, it's so funny. So go AP Climate Initiative, and you can kind of read all about it. And they talk about, it's so great. We've got $8.5 million from these four nonprofits. One's Catherine Murdoch's, the Carivium, wherever it is, Rockefeller Foundation, a couple other left-wing ones. And it's just saying, you can cover with this money, you know, what's going on all over the world and the adverse effects of climate change and what it's doing to communities and everything else. And then they add this beautiful thing, postscript thing. Associated Press retains total control over the content of it.
They were hiring 22 journalists. I mean, that's a significant staff number for the Associated Press, all of whom their salaries were going to be paid for by this climate initiative, right?
And the New York Times sent that article to all papers.
That's right. So the AP, a lot of the stories you're going to read in your local newspapers, right. You're going to see at the local TV stations, mm-hmm. They're just pulled straight from the Associated Press, right? They don't do them themselves.
They were supposed to be objective journalists. I think it started back in the 1840s, when five New York papers got together to share the cost of covering the Mexican-American War, but these days it's gone so far left.
It's on steroids. I mean, it's always happened, but it is on steroids now, given the amount of money and given the news organization's desperation for money too. But the thing is people. I mean, all this stuff shows people are not once again buying it as much as they used to. People, they you know, even though Biden announces, oh, we're going to all have to be driving EVs by like 2025, which you know must be true because China's building two massive EV plants. Right. They still the automobile acres in the United States are cutting production because no one's buying them
pretty soon they're not going to have a choice.
It won't matter that they're charging stations, right? Or that they don't work, or what would we have done with the 3 feet of snow that we had in Denver? But people are onto the scam, and where it used to be, where you couldn't even question it, right? Remember, we one time talked to a CSU professor mm-hmm. who lost his job because he like raised his hand and said, hey, you know what? There are just some questions about this whole thing. But that is going away. And this is hilarious. So last week at the Senate Budget Committee, Senator John Kennedy, Louisiana Republican, was questioning some very nice looking young man named Gus Schumacher. He's a cross country skier and Olympian and a purported expert on climate change. But it did not go well. Thomas, if we could please play the climate scam soundbite.
What is carbon dioxide? I went to high school, but that's carbon dioxide is a gas.
Okay.
I'm not a professional to talk about carbon dioxide so much, but.
Well, you want us to abolish it, right?
No, there's always going to be carbon dioxide.
Right. So what is it you want us to do? Let me back up because I mean, you're here as an expert. Tell me more about what carbon dioxide is.
I'm here as an expert cross-country skier who sees the changes in my winters and the landscape that I live in Alaska. And so carbon dioxide is what I see it as is, you know, it's a gas that exists in our atmosphere. And what?
Is it the major part of our atmosphere?
It's a huge part of our atmosphere, yes.
It's actually a very small part of our atmosphere.
Well, okay. But, I don't know. What are you asking specifically?
Well, you said we need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. I'd like to know first if you know what it is. You want us to abolish fossil fuels?
I never said that.
You never have said that?
No.
Okay. What do you think we ought to do with fossil fuels?
What will we do with fossil fuels?
Yeah. Should we make any changes?
I would like to see a decrease in the use of fossil fuels. I think there's a possibility to use more electric generation.
Okay. Over what period of time? 10 years, 50 years, 100 years?
That's not... I would like to see it come as fast as possible while continuing...
How fast?
Sorry?
How fast?
I don't have a...
You don't know?
For that, no.
You can see in the bigger picture, the guy sitting next to him is just like, oh my God. So these are the experts. These are the people that Democrats are actually bringing in to testify. Now, I don't know whether it says more about our education system that this guy didn't know what carbon dioxide was. Although, you know, granted, if you were going to go testify before Congress, you would at least search it up. You know what I mean? Well, he had a cell phone.
It's a little unfair. I mean, he was brought in. He said to testify about all the changes in his environment. And you kind of go, well, how many winters have you been through?
Yeah.
I mean, you look around 21, 22 maybe, and you don't remember those when you're 4 or 5. So you've watched 10 winters, and therefore you've come to your conclusion.
But fortunately, he's calling him on it. The whole thing is just such a scam, right? And then they're trying to wait. Oh, yeah. Sanders says that was great. If he sat on his couch, says Leo, he would emit less CO2 than out skiing. And then Sandra Kennedy always does a great job with this questioning of anyone. Well, and here's another scam. And actually, well, Colorado Sun this morning had a great story up on their website. Here's how they're going to screw us. So one of the ways Xcel and our government is screwing us here in Colorado is, you know, they have the green agenda. Jared Polis wants to get rid of fossil fuels, et cetera,
carbon
et cetera.
Neutral.
Yeah, carbon neutral. So Xcel, of course, has to do all these things. So they raise our rates, right? That's why.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I mean, our heating bill this past winter is.
Thank God.
Yeah, we're talking about our budget. And
that's
why it's
cold down here.
Yeah, that's why I have those vests on.
To death.
So they have to do all that because we're going green, right? Also interesting, though, at the same time, Colorado is making a major push to bring in these giant warehouses for data. So, you know, when all of your pictures, your cell phone, everything goes on the cloud, right? It's not really a cloud.
It's not a cloud.
There's
not a cloud hiding everything. It's the cloud is a name.
What these things are, which are owned by giant, really wealthy corporations, right? They're massive warehouses, and they have row after row after row of computers, right? That store all of this data. They're essentially computer farms, data farms, right? And with the cryptocurrency, all kinds of things, and AI, they're getting even bigger.
Yay.
So Colorado does not have, even under the most optimistic dream vision, wind and solar power, can't even come close to providing energy for the two facilities that we have in Colorado, but they're trying to get a whole bunch more because there's so much money in it, right? And Xcel will give them a tax break.
Tax credit
because it's
not you.
No, that's because it's so expensive to run these things. So on the one hand, Polis is like, oh, we need to do this, and you have to drive an EV. On the other hand, he's wooing these major corporations to come in and build something that the current wind and solar project can't even remotely provide, you know, and we're not even talking about the water needs of these places. So it's
we got some coal.
Well, yeah, that's what they can't. Here's the thing. They'll bring the coal from Wyoming and then they'll have to charge more. So they'll raise our rates again. So it's just the hypocrisy is never ending. Another thing we wanted to talk about the media. This is kind of funny. The same network that hired Jen Psaki, former press secretary, is freaking out about Ronna McDaniel going to NBC. So NBC's apparently hired her. Now, if you're a Republican, you're like, she'll fit right in, right?
Yeah,
you're a Republican, you're like, they don't know what they're griping about, but their heads are exploding because it's just not right.
Oh my God.
It's just not right.
And there was, who was it, Morning Joe, the woman who said,
Mika.
You know, we think they should have conservative Republicans, but not ones that deny the election that are going to destroy our democracy. We want good conservative Republicans like Mitt Romney,
Liz Cheney.
We could have Liz Cheney
instead.
That balance everything.
Yeah, and so they're actively on their show. So on the weekend, somebody on NBC's Meet the Press interviewed Ronna McDaniel, and then Chuck Todd comes in and he goes, "It was horrible that you were put in that position." And she could tell she was like, she didn't actually want to say it was horrible that her bosses put her in that position because that could be perceived as being critical of her bosses. On the other hand, she did want to appear woke, so she was just going like this. But if we could please play the Chuck Todd soundbite.
I love Chuck Todd.
Uh-huh. Is now a paid contributor by NBC News. Well, I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? Once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So What about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, you know, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News's credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News? And when we make deals like this, and I've been at this company a long time, you're doing it for access. Access to audience. Sometimes it's access to an individual. Mm-hmm. And we can have a journalistic ethics debate about that. And I'm willing to have that debate. And if you told me we were hiring her as a technical advisor to the Republican convention, I think that would be certainly defensible. If you told me we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network, see if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network. So I do think, unfortunately, this interview is always going to be looked through the prism of who is she speaking for?
Who's anybody speaking for?
There's so many problems there. First, the whole notion that he thinks that there are journalists at NBC.
Yeah, right. Who
would that be? They're going to run her by what? Mika Brzezinski?
Yeah.
You know, Morning Joe? They're going to run her by him? You know, that's ridiculous. So the journalists at NBC.
And let's see if she gives answers we like or not. Is she talking? Who's paying her? Like me, or is she really?
Well, no one's paying her now.
Yeah, well, is she a wacky enough Republican? Does she actually believe what those dunderheads believe?
And he's talking about she could hurt our credibility.
It's we at NBC, you know, the Russian hoax people.
This is out of the barn. You have credibility. Your credibility cannot be hurt.
Poor Chuck Todd himself. He's been there a long time. He speaks for everyone. I love Chuck.
Thomas is saying, haha. I know. I mean, and to listen to them, so they hire gents. I mean, you look at the list of people.
Donna Brazile was hired by ABC. She was paid by the DNC.
Right.
She was chair of the DNC.
And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's okay, but you know, they've been gaslighting us over there.
The RNC has been gaslighting us.
It's we like, don't gaslight people. We are the gaslighting station, but at MSNBC, it's nothing but straight journalism.
Sandra, you point this out. It's like, who do they think is going to watch now because of Ronna McDaniel? It's like they're uncomfortable with Ronna Romney McDaniel because they're Marxists. Well, she's a socialist now on her way to being a Marxist if she gets paid enough. Exactly. So that's just, it's just hilarious. And he seems sincere, right?
Yes.
He
seems
sincere. It seems like how completely freaking out of touch is he that we will vet her with the real journalists. It's like, okay, right until your boss tells you to knock it off and they take away your job.
Go talk to Don Lemon.
Yeah, talk to Don Lemon about that. And like I said, and I thought it was funny looking at the host because she was like, again, I do want to be woke, but I don't want to be perceived as criticizing the person who made me interview her, who would be my boss. So it's just hilarious. My guess is that they will, in embarrassment, like not fire her, but they'll just never book her for anything.
Oh, you know, sometime on I don't know, something irrelevant.
Right,
Kentucky Derby or something.
Well, and then somebody was reporting breathlessly that Ronna McDaniel confirmed, apparently on that show, that Trump ousted her. It's like, you think? It's like,
really?
You think, and like, oh, that's never been done before on either party, right?
Brazil.
Yeah. So now to finish, I wanted to wrap up a little bit too with the court cases.
Many court cases of our lives.
I think Jonathan Turley and Jacob, you mentioned this, is right, that if Letitia James had actually started seizing Trump property, that would, number one, completely backfire on them, like some of the other things they're doing. And I think it would hurt businesses. It would cause, like, although not that the Democrats clearly care about businesses, they're destroying New York. But Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch, because two big cases today had developments, and he kind of fills us in. So I think we'll just go to him. If we could please, Thomas, play the Tom Fitton soundbite.
Appellate court just slashed that requirement that Trump come up with $464 million in order to appeal that absurd judgment by Judge Angorin, which was done at the behest of fellow Democrat politician Letitia James. Now Trump has to come up with $175 million, according to the court, while he appeals this absurd ruling. Now, there's still much more to be done up in New York. Soros-backed prosecutor Alvin Bragg is still pursuing that sham prosecution against Trump. So there's so much to do to defend the rule of law and free and fair elections against this interference by the Democratic machine in New York, which, of course, is working, in my view, with the Biden regime here in D.C. Judicial Watch, of course, will continue to pursue these issues in court, FOIA requests, FOIA lawsuits, to get the truth about this abuse of Trump.
You know, in those FOIA
in between workouts.
But yeah,
in between. And I've got to sew my shirt here a little tighter in case you wanted to see the gun.
Yeah, got him, Flano.
Get that shirt a little tighter. Get the chest going, and so he's off to the gym right now.
He does good work. Weights.
He does excellent work.
The FOIA things are important because some of the things that are coming out with that, and in the Alvin Bragg the alleged hush money case, right?
Hush money.
What's come out with that as they get closer? They were arguing about delaying the trial because the prosecution was delaying, according to the defense, handing over discovery. Well, we now know why, because some of the information's been coming out. Michael, one of the things that they've had to divulge are the thousands of pages of the Department of Justice investigation into Michael Cohen and the so-called hush money payoffs, right? In which the Department of Justice decided
they weren't. You can't believe this guy.
He's lying through his teeth. Plus, there's no evidence, right? And so they dumped it. So now they're getting that. So that's good news. The appellate court reducing the bond. I guess he still has to post it. It's still outrageous, right? But it did give him 10 days to do it. It does let the appeal go through. And I think what's happening, and we're going to play Steve Bannon talking about this. One of the reasons I think this is good, and we were talking about this for a couple of reasons. One, because Trump comes out after every court appearance and like lights a place on fire, and the networks carry it, and of course they criticize it, but people hear Trump's side, so it's kind of like a little campaign appearance.
They're gonna have to stop that.
Yeah,
we've got to have
gag orders.
Yeah, let me see. We can't show you that.
They're gonna search standards,
and we battle with this, and it's very hard for us. But
and the other thing is it's in the news cycle. Like most court cases, 90% of the multitude of hearings they have are really boring. They're like really boring. They're really procedural, and really not much really happens. There's like a one paragraph if that thing, having covered thousands of these. And so every time they do this, and the headlines are like, oh, big development in the, you know, the hush money case. And then you read it and says the judge set a trial date, right? And the more that comes up, I think the more people, it just becomes white noise, the more it fuels the accurate perception.
It doesn't come white noise.
Well, once they get to the trial. But I mean, it just fuels, I think, the assumption, which is correct, that this is all just an attack on Trump over nothing, right? You know, I imagine for the first year, you breathlessly waited, you know, to hear the anchors talk breathlessly about what was going on.
The walls are closing in.
Right, yeah, bombshell. And then you're like, dud. So, but Steve Bannon, I think, is right. He's like, hey, keep it coming. Because he said this lawfare is not working. And Trump has once again sort of manipulated them into turning it into a key part of his campaign. If we could please play the Steve Bannon soundbite.
It's because of that. Because the lawfare is not working. You look on every aspect, the lawfare is not working. And they say, well, if he gets convicted, but if you're convicted, he'll drop 5 points. Whoa. To get convicted, you have to have a trial. And when you have that, you have Bragg's trial, what Trump's going to put up, what they're going to put up, people are going to be infuriated, saying, you pulled this guy in for this with Cohen, who has already purged himself in our federal courts. One of the things they're arguing about today, can Cohen even testify since he's purged himself before? And Stormy Daniels, is Bragg taking these bizarre business misdemeanors that aren't even really misdemeanors and do some jujitsu, and all of a sudden they're felonies? No. That'll work to our side too. The lawfare is not working.
And I think he's right about that. You know, I think it's...
Well, you can ask John Eastman how it's working.
Well, it's working for them. Oh, from Charlene, I need his workout routine.
Yeah.
Strange, they lowered the bond. They could have gotten away with it. Leo says, I want to see the Perry Mason defending Trump and on TV. And then Charlene, what about the House being turned over to Dems in charge of all the committees? Yeah, I mean, to the other comments, I think, and then we'll get to that, Charlene, because that's an important point, because I think what Lisa Murkowski is now talking about, got, you know, Ken Buck's gone. He said there were going to be three more. But first, you know, I don't know if they could have gotten.
Senate.
Okay. But I mean, still the shifting of power. I think that they might have gotten away with it, but I think that logistically there were going to be so many problems. I suspect that Letitia James actually is kind of glad to have part of the defense, because like you said, they wanted to actually, when all is said and done, probably legally.
Yeah, but you can see his bank account. You can see.
Yeah, you can see stuff. You can see stuff. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. I think what they do want to do is have the whole thing hurry up. And that's what part of the, their thing is. But so, yeah, on the shifting of power, we'll have to see. Remember, Ken Buck, on his way out the door, thankfully he was ousted from the House Freedom Caucus before he left.
Just in time. No, you're out of here.
Yeah. Oh, that'll get him.
Yeah.
But, he mentioned that there might be three more resigning. Now, was this just some Ken Buck?
Buckyerism.
We had Ash Epp saying she wouldn't be surprised to see Doug Lamborn go. But a lot of it to go ahead as the election gets closer and turn everything in Congress back over to the Democrats, which would kill.
But you have to understand, in June there'll be a vote and there'll be a new Republican in there. So does it shift and shift back? Does it?
Right. She said, so we now have rhino and buck hunting season. Go get your hunting license here. Sandra, Mike Gallagher is also leaving. Yep. Ken Buck, a pretender sleeper activated to destroy the GOP majority. That's right. That's why we need to kick rhinos out sooner rather than later.
Exactly. We're saying, no, we don't want you part of the party. We're never going to win with you. And if we're just a minority, well, let's be a minority that believes in something.
And here's one final thing before we go. Keep in mind, like you said, the Republicans are the party of stupid. The Democrats are the party of evil. And the Democrats play the long game so much better than Republicans. Did you see over the weekend, George Brockley, are you listening to this? The Department of Justice has now launched a federal center to help train and implement red flag laws around the country, right? So they're going to be monitoring things and then passing information on. So 21 states right now, all it is a red flag law pushing center, right? You can click on your state and see what your state is. Your state a loser or is your state a winner? So thank you, George Brockler, for turning Colorado into one of the 21 red flag law states. You think that wasn't in the works in the very beginning, right? You think there wasn't some coordinated effort by these anti-gun people? And look what they're doing in the when the current legislature gets done, red flag laws could be the least of our worries, but we won't be able to have any guns. But that's a kind of thing where you may say, so Dick Wadham's back to how we started. Oh, unify. No, we unify. And all of a sudden, the next thing,
the unifying to rhinos.
Right.
Democrats agree. They say, okay, until the time comes the election, then they crush them anyway. But for a little while, they kind of go, oh, okay, great.
So we unify behind, no offense, George, but rhinos. And then all of a sudden, saying, but at least it's better than a Democrat. It's not better than a Democrat. And again, just look at this Department of Justice. What kind of awful things could they do? So the Department of Justice.
Well, look what they did to the poor people seeing outside of abortion clinics.
Exactly. Or the people at January 6th.
Yeah.
Right. So the Department of Justice, what's to say, well, it's part of our center. We're now going to, because the locals don't have any money. So we're going to go in and raid.
SWAT raid. 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Tell that, poor exec for
the whole thing is crazy. From Charlene Brockler, sleeper rhino as well. Sandra, so true, Julie. What a goddamn Brockler and his damn red flag laws. Well, there are 21 of the state, and like I said, the federal center is there, and it's vague because when you click on it and you go to their website and you try to figure out, so what are they going to do? Mostly,
they're going to help because they're from the government.
They're going to help, exactly.
They're from the
it's
government.
Not clear what they're going to do.
Oh, but it'll be good though. It'll be helpful to citizens, kids, families. It'll stop violence.
It'll stop violence. It'll stop gun violence. So, it always comes back to bite us, So like Charlene says, we need to stop it up front.
All right, Julie, we're over. Time is up.
Let me talk about Wednesday real quick.
Okay.
We're going to have, speaking of stopping it, we're going to have Janik Joshi back on. He's a candidate in CD8. We support him. He's got a long reputation as keeping his promises and had a great record with the Liberty Scorecard when he was in the state legislature. His main opponent,
Gabe Evans,
who's funded by Americans for Prosperity.
Yep.
The attacks are already coming out on Janik Joshi.
Yep.
So we'll have, which again are fake news. So we'll have him on and we'll get him to talk about that. But just also, again, why it's important we send people like him to Congress. So,
yep. All right. I want to thank everybody for all the calls and appearing on. That's so great to have everybody. And we'll be back Wednesday and have a great day.
All right.